The lights flicker at the player's ring, and I take a seat beside Michael Curtis, whose New Hampshire-focused theater blog, Caught in the Act, I've been following for the last 6 years.
I love the experience of settling into my seat and having that feeling of, I don't have any idea what I'm going to see.
But we do know a few things. There'll be music, dance, puppetry, acrobatics, and as director Brandon James informed us moments earlier,
everybody dies in the show.
Which might seem like a spoiler, but as it turns out, The Bitter Pill is not the sort of show you can spoil. Actors John Lessard and Amanda Daines describe it this way.
When people ask me what this performance is, I say, I don't know, but I promise you, if you come and see it, you will never see anything like it ever again in your entire life.
No matter what, people are going to go, oh my gosh, what was that? They're not going to know where to look.
Curtis and I don't know where to look, as director James calls out from the pitch black to get things going.
Billy, tinkle, tinkle in the dark.
Billy Butler plinks the strings of his baby grand, and then a swirling light show starts as the band kicks in. The cast of 10, including a crew of puppeteers and circus performers, swarm the stage. Curtis predicts that it's during these chaotic opening moments that audiences will decide whether to swallow the bitter pill or spit it out.
What's going to happen, I think, is when they sit down and the show opens, the way that it opens is going to begin to strip away everything that they think they know about the theater experience. And they're going to realize that this is nothing like what they've experienced before.
All I want is some affection. Doesn't have to be motivated.
As singers and sets change and song genres mash together, from rock to cabaret to ballad, both Curtis and I drop our pens, stop taking notes. There's nothing long-term to follow, no main characters, no through-line story. But that, co-creator Ben Hart says, is the whole point.
For me, I hope people feel transported to another universe, like we've opened this vortex into another dimension, and you get to go there for a time.
Intermission arrives, and I lean over to Michael Curtis.
What do you think so far?
Yeah, it's definitely taken me on a trip that I did not expect to be on. It's really wild.
Before Act Two begins, I search out Billy Butler backstage. Following the success of his two prior musicals, Gay Bride of Frankenstein and Missing Winter, Butler says The Bitter Pill is something different.
This is more of, you know, like going to see a band play, but having some visuals to feast upon, you know what I mean?
But it's his music more than anything that shapes the otherly spirit of the show. His heartache, his dreams turned into songs, turned again into haunting vignettes. But when I ask him what he thinks of the show, he shrugs. He hasn't seen it.
It feels like I trust Ben and Brandon with whatever, man.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I would totally love to see it. Absolutely.
But sitting behind the baby grand, his back turned from the stage, he can barely see his piano. Yet as Act Two begins, Butler does turn in his seat to watch his 21-year-old daughter, Emily, perform. There are confessions, love songs, gypsies. There are skeletons and caskets and tap dancing and singing puppets and a soul-sipping devil and aerialists and acrobats. The first act takes place in a nightclub slash cemetery. Second act in a cemetery slash nightclub. Billy Butler says they could flip the acts and no one would know the difference.
I just want people to walk away feeling something. You know, how did it make you feel? You know, what did you think?
Questions I ask Michael Curtis after the show.
Exhilarated, stimulated. I've never seen anything like it, but I'm thrilled that I did. You walk in and you think, okay, this is going to be some form of show that I'm familiar with. And it turned out to be absolutely not at all. It was completely freeform and organic and wild and crazy and meandering.
You don't see or hear the show as much as you learn how to stop trying to figure it out and go along for the ride.
Isn't that what theater is all about?
It may be. I think I'm still trying to learn what it is all about.
I think that if you're lucky, you're always learning what it's about.
And The Bitter Pill is a very good lesson in that. For NHBR, I'm Sean Hurley.
And I'm Michael Curtis.
The show is over for the bells of the ball. The house lights up.